You've expressed confidence in Langford really since the summer. What did you like about him, I guess, skill set wise, and then also about his approach?
Approach wise, I mean, he's developing into a pro pretty quickly. I mean, he knows what we're asking out of him, knows protections, obviously knows the run game. He's picking up the pass game very, very quickly. So he makes it comfortable as a quarterback to have him. You know, if you tell him something, he already knows it. He already knows what he's supposed to do. So he's developing that into that pretty quickly.
His drop last week was not unlike him.
No.
Yeah. Talk about his skill set as a pass game.
Yeah, I mean, you're completely right. It was not going to, probably won't happen again for a long time. I mean, he's very sure-handed. Very comfortable catching the ball. And I mean, he was disappointed. I mean, I know he's disappointed. He wants to make plays for us. He wants the ball. You know, I just told him I didn't win or lose the game. We had many opportunities to do both. And you got to move on. I mean, he's got a big challenge in front of him this week. You know, we're going to feature him a lot of different ways, and he's going to make some plays for us.
You sense any frustration in Marty not getting the ball at all, and how much is that a byproduct of Alshon being back now too?
Yeah, both. I mean, Marty, I mean, he wants the ball. I mean, it'd probably be a problem if he didn't want the ball. He always wants the ball at practice. Every game he wants the ball. But like you said, I mean, we're seeing a lot of single highs the last couple of games, and having Alshon back opening up some of the lanes outside. You know, Marty, I think he had 11 catches that game, and then, you know, some teams started to take him away a little bit. Alshon's got some balls, so I'm sure it's going to open some stuff up back inside for him. So, I mean, like anything else, I mean, he's a little bit frustrated, but he'll be patient, and we'll continue to try to find ways to get him the ball.
You've developed trust with Matt over the years. How difficult is that to do now with Jeremy? Can you do it quickly?
No choice. Matt's not coming back. Not this game anyway. I don't think so. Gonna have to work with the young kid. I mean, like I said earlier, he makes it easy. I mean, his work and his preparation, you develop trust pretty quickly. Just because the way he holds himself to a certain standard each day at practice.
How is your confidence growing in Charles Leno and Mike Cadmus? He's done pretty well because he's a good pass rusher.
He has, very good pass rushers. I mean, everyone's kind of taking notice of that also. So our scheme helps. I mean, Adam does a good job of getting rid of the ball quickly sometimes, moving the pocket. We're doing that a little bit more. But like you said, I mean, he's had to block some studs out there one-on-one quite a bit. I mean, there's some games that we were throwing the ball 40 times, and a lot of them were dropbacks whenever we weren't moving as much. So he's developing each and every week, and you just got to continue to get better.
Because you guys stuck with the screen game early last week. Did you sense that affect their defense as you went on in the game?
I mean, it gets frustrating for them because they're sending a lot of guys at the line, and, you know, we're getting rid of the ball quick, and they're kind of a team that feeds off sacks and creates pressure. So when the ball is gone and they're not getting home, it could probably be a little bit bothersome. And later on, we were able to push the ball a little bit downfield once we felt a little more comfortable in what we were doing protection wise and what they were doing defense wise.
There was a time back in Denver when you and Rivers seemed to have a little extra competitiveness going on. any memories of that? Anything that's evolved over the years?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you play, you know, in conference games, I mean, there's going to be some stuff there. You know, over the years, just gained a lot of respect for his game and the way he plays. I mean, he's been a staple in the league for a long time, and it's put up huge numbers year in and year out. So he's always fun to watch, always fun to play against.
He had said yesterday that, you know, it's this 5-second TV clip that seems to relate to you guys. Why do people grab onto that? I mean, it was Christmas Eve, I think.
it was Christmas Eve. I mean, we were both battling for a playoff spot. I mean, I think they reeled off like four or five in a row to get to that point. So. Just one of those things that I guess stuck in people's mind.
Jay, how did things go with Slauson last week?
Went well. I mean, he knows the offense so well. I mean, it's kind of a natural position change for him. You know, snap wise, getting the snaps and stuff. That's something we're continuing to work on. I mean, we were clean last week. Hopefully, we're clean again this week. But it's an easy change for him. He's such a pro.
Jay, what do you see in the front seven this week?
I mean, present problems. I mean, they're going to show us a lot of different looks. They're going to bring blitzes from a lot of different angles. If 3-2 is playing, he's all over the field. You know, he's at the line of scrimmage. He's in the A-gap. He's buzzing everywhere. So you got to be aware of him. you know, just like every team, I mean, they present problems.
Couple more.
Jay, how's the game planning for some of these teams, like AFC West teams that Adam knows pretty well for the past couple years? How's it helped during the week, have you noticed?
Yeah, I mean, they know personnel, they know tendencies, they know what's worked, what hasn't worked against some of these teams, and, you know, they know, you know, kind of what this defense is, what to expect out of them, what they're going to try to take away. So, I mean, having some inside knowledge is always helpful.
How challenging has it been that it seems like every week some other position has a different player in there for you? I mean, how hard has that been?
It's always challenging. I mean, you want to try to have as many consistent guys in the offense year in and year out and game in just to get some confidence and guys learn through experience for the most part, and having to shift guys in and out and kind of start over with some of these guys, it gets challenging. But, you know, having guys like Langford step in there and some of these other guys, you know, Slauson move over, Chuck Leno, who kind of get it and are a little bit, you know, older than your years are of experience, makes it helpful.
Jay, a couple of head coaching jobs already opened up last year. Mm-hmm. Adam had, you know, interviewed as well. Do you think he would make a good head coach?
I think he'd make a great head coach. You know, I think he proves that daily out here. Just his detail. I mean, being around Fox the last, you know, 3, 4, or 5 years, how long we've been together, he's seen, you know, how to do it the right way. He's, you know, around Martz. He's been around a lot of really, really good coaches. He's taken bits and pieces from each one. You know, offensively, I think he's one of the best in the league, too. So if he does get his shot, I mean, it's going to be well-deserved.